It is time for Fisherman Forecast with Gloucester football coach Tony Cerulean. Coach, here we are again. It's been unusually hot, but are you ready to go?
Absolutely. You know, we've been going for the last couple of weeks, waiting for Friday night, working towards Friday night. And I think the kids are really ready to play in an actual football game that means something after putting in, over 3 weeks of practice and scrimmaging and double sessions. It's time to play some meaningful football.
Tony, I remember the first time. This is your fourth year now?
Yep.
All right. I remember the first game against Lynn Classical. And the first half, the kids were, I think, just my opinion, a little bit shocked at the speed of the game. They got up to it the second half, and for the rest of the season, they were into it. But this year, you've had some tremendous scrimmages outside the conference. And I would think that while you can't duplicate game speed in practices, that scrimmaging these other teams has got to help.
Yeah, well, and even last year, going into that game last year against Classical, we had a lot of young kids that were starting for the first time. This group of kids is a little bit different. They played all of last year. A lot of juniors played that are now seniors. So they know what it means to be in a varsity football game. They know what it means to be in a fight against Classical. They know what it means to be, every Friday night's going to be a battle. So they've been through it. They understand what the speed is. They understand what it takes. And I think they're prepared for it.
When you do scrimmages, what do you look for? Do you have something in advance that you want to see? And then what do you come away with?
A little bit of everything. We want to practice our base plays. We want to make sure there's no mistakes. But we also want to see some of the younger kids and see what they can do. So, we played a lot of the incoming junior class that were sophomores last year in a lot of our scrimmages because we wanted to see if they could, if they could make it against the Peabody's, against, the Chelmsfords. Those are big schools with a lot of kids. So we wanted to see if they could match up against those guys. So we played a lot of juniors, and some of them really surprised us, and some of them have really stepped up. So mixed into a pretty strong senior class, we have a few very, very strong juniors this year.
I know it takes a little bit to get going into the season to understand what your team is all about, but what have you learned so far about this group? You've got a lot of returning veterans who played a lot for you as underclassmen.
Yeah, I think it's a smart group. I think they understand what we're trying to do. They understand offensively and defensively what our schemes are, how we're trying to beat teams, how we're trying to outnumber or outmaneuver our opponent. They understand the systems we run. I have the same coaching staff I've had for a couple of years now, and it's good to have that familiarity with this group of kids. They worked hard in the off season. They're resilient. A couple of kids coming back from injuries, and they're sweating their guts out there, and they're working, trying to get back into shape. And it's good to see that. It's good to see the work ethic that these guys have because, it's a great way to start a season, and we're really looking forward to Friday night.
You've got some returners at skill positions, but what about your interior line on offense and defense?
Yeah, we got returners there too. Amaral is playing strong tackle again. Emerson's was our strong tackle last year, is moving to center. Jake Schrock's playing quick tackle. All those kids had playing time last year. Tommy Donahue was a starting guard. He's back at starting guard, breaking in a new guard with Kyle Aquapel. But other than that, most of those guys had significant playing time. If they weren't starting at the beginning of the year, they'd started at some point during the season.
Lynn Classical and Gloucester have had some classic battles over the years. That continues, I think, except with one possible exception for a half. But tremendous battles. You're in the lower division now, if I could use that phrase, because Gloucester is a smaller school. But Lynn Classical, Gloucester is always a great rivalry.
Yeah, and we scheduled the season this way where we have Classical and Beverly the first two games of the year because I know those two teams are always going to give us a test. We're going to find out what kind of team we have after week two. And Classical is that first test. They're big schools. They're good football schools. They're tough kids. And I'm excited, because, we went through last year and we learned a lot about ourselves. And we went through the offseason, we worked hard. And now it's time to, really figure out what kind of team we do have.
Three names on Lynn Classical in your reaction. Quarterback Matt Lauria?
Dual threat. He's the key to their offense. He can throw the ball, he can run the ball. You got to stop him. He's the kid that will make things happen. When there's no one open, he'll take off. They have designed runs for him. He'll put it up to his receivers on the outside and the Legere kid and the Brown kid, and those kids will jump out of the building to get that ball.
Well, you've already mentioned Chandler Legere, so let's skip on over to Renzo Papaterra.
Yeah, 55. Tough as nails kid. Plays defensive line, offensive guard. Defensively, he's a lot like the Creighton kid from last year, number 25. He's big, he's strong. He'll take on a fullback, he'll take on a guard, he'll blow up a play in the backfield. And the Legere kid plays, Papeterra plays both ways, but Legere plays both ways. On defense, he's an absolute beast. I mean, he is, you watch him on film, and he flies the ball. He played safety against Everett, and I think he was in on every play. And he's a real baller. And but it's not just those kids. They surround themselves with good football players, athletes, physical, aggressive kids, just like all classical teams do.
Finally, Coach, as you start your fourth season, you're a veteran now. You've got those first 3 years out of the way. Any thoughts about how life has changed as a head coach from your first year to now?
My first year, you found out that it was I found out it was a lot of work, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and it still is, you know. But I think I have a really good staff, a really good experienced staff that takes a lot of that weight off my shoulders. You know, I got former players, former coaches that have been doing it for a while now, that have been with me, and you know, they're great. And it's a lot of hard work being a head coach, but it's well worth it. You know, to see these kids grow up through your system and graduate and go on to play and to go on to do great things. I mean, that's what it's all about. We're here, and this is every head coach. This is every coaching staff. You're here to try to bring these kids through a tough period of their lives and hopefully see them excel into being a man.
So besides the competition of football, it's a lot more than football.
Absolutely, and that's why I got into it. It's not just always about the X's and O's. It's about teaching them good lessons, teaching them how to be a man, teaching them what, you know, discipline is, what respect is, teaching them how to grow into good young adults and benefit the community.
Terrific. Coach, good luck.
Thank you.
That's the Gloucester football coach, Tony Cirilli, with Fisherman Forecast. I'm Rick Moore.